From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced Wednesday that the Paris Agreement on climate change will legally come into force on November 4th. The agreement is aimed at cutting greenhouse gas emissions, which scientists say are responsible for global warming. Canada, Nepal, and seven European Union countries ratified the pact Wednesday, bringing the total number of governments that have approved it to 62. In Washington, President Barack Obama hailed the step.
Today, the world meets the moment. And if we follow through on the commitments that this Paris Agreement embodies, history may well judge it as a turning point for our planet.
President Obama. Portugal's former Prime Minister, António Guterres, has officially or unofficially been selected as the United Nations' next Secretary General. Margaret Bashir reports.
In a decisive sixth round of private voting among Security Council diplomats, the 67-year-old Guterres prevailed with the majority of votes and no vetoes from the permanent five council members. Russia's UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin, who is council president this month, made the announcement to the press, flanked by the 14 other members of the council.
But today, after our sixth straw poll, we have a clear favorite, and his name is António Guterres.
Guterres beat a total of 12 other candidates to get the top job. Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
Hurricane Matthew aimed towards the Bahamas after inflicting destruction on Haiti and Cuba. At least 10 people have been killed in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Syria's army says it will reduce airstrikes and shelling on the rebel-held areas of Aleppo. The announcement Wednesday says the action is being taken on humanitarian grounds. This is VOA News. Attention quickly shifted today back to the main contenders in the U.S. presidential campaign after yesterday's debate between the two vice presidential candidates. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump applauded the performance of their running mates, even though the event is unlikely to make much difference in the November election. Trump spoke in Henderson, Nevada.
He was phenomenal. He was cool. He was smart. He was, you just take a look at him. He was meant to be doing what he's doing, and we are very, very proud of Governor Mike Pence.
Clinton and Trump are now preparing for their second debate, which is scheduled for Sunday. The U.S. Department of Justice says a national security agency contractor has been arrested and is being investigated for taking highly classified information. The suspect, 51-year-old Harold Thomas Martin III of Glen Burnie, Maryland, was arrested in late August. The department says he had a top-secret national security clearance. The New York Times newspaper reported the contractor is suspected of stealing sensitive NSA source code meant to break into the computer systems of foreign governments such as Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. It said he was working for the consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton. The international community pledged $15.2 billion for Afghanistan's development on Tuesday for the coming 4 years. Marta van der Wolf has more.
The international community renewed its financial support to help realize the nation's development goals. With a pledge of more than $15 billion, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says the money is an investment in Afghanistan's future.
Today, it's the promise to the people, to the poor, to the youth, to the women, to the excluded, that they will have a lease on life.
Despite making improvements in providing access to healthcare, girls' education enrollment, and poverty reduction, Afghanistan remains aid-dependent and is struggling to deal with conflict and corruption. Marta van der Wolf, Brussels.
Italy's Coast Guard says nearly 11,000 people have been rescued in the past 2 days in the Mediterranean Sea off North Africa. 50 people have been found dead. Migrants were rescued Tuesday from 33 boats, including 27 rubber dinghies and one wooden boat. Belgian prosecutors said two police officers were stabbed in Brussels Wednesday in a case being treated as a possible terrorist attack. Police said the plainclothes officers did not suffer life-threatening injuries. The assailant, a 43-year-old Belgian national identified as Hitchin D, was stopped by a second squad of police. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.